Well, we're getting ready to fire up hunting season around Saskatchewan. That's why we bring in Cody Osborne from Sask Tip to talk with us a bit about hunting in Saskatchewan. First of all, Cody, when it comes to a hunting license, how do we go about getting one of those?
Yeah, so thanks for having me. So to get your license, to start with, you have to be 12 years of age or older. And if you're born after January 1st, 1971, you have to have successfully passed a firearm safety hunter education course. So once you have that and you want to get into hunting, the most common ways that you can start by purchasing your license are either through online, through your hunting, angling, and trapping license account, your HAL account. So hunters will have the option to purchase and print their licenses at home through a secure website using your credit card. Or you can go in person to a private license issuer or a Ministry of Environment office that provide front counter service, as well as select provincial park offices. When you purchase your license, you'll also be required to purchase a wildlife habitat license. And a percentage of these license fees goes back to the natural resources, such as acquiring land for wildlife habitat.
All right, so Cody, now that we have our hunting license, we have to follow some rules. Hunters got to follow while they're out hunting. Can you share some of those rules with us, please?
Certainly. So to start off with, there's certain dress requirements for hunting. So if the specific hunting season is listed only as a rifle, at minimum, you must wear an outer garment that covers your torso that is scarlet, bright yellow, orange, white, or any combination of those colors. You also have to wear headwear of any of those colors except for white. If you're accompanying a rifle hunter, you must also follow those dress requirements, even if you don't get out of the vehicle. If you're hunting in a designated archery, shotgun, or muzzleloader season, you can wear any type of clothing you wish, camouflage often being the preferred style. As far as times go, hunting is only permitted during the season dates listed in the guide, and you can only hunt from 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset, which includes the retrieval of animals. So if you have to recover an animal at night after legal hunting time, you need to contact a conservation officer before attempting retrieval. For safety reasons, you can't hunt within 500 meters of any occupied building, stockade, or corral without the permission of the occupier, and you cannot shoot along or across the traveled portion of a roadway.
All right, when it comes to vehicles, Cody, I'm sure there's some regulations in place regarding vehicles while hunting.
Yeah, so under no circumstances can anyone carry a loaded firearm or shoot off any motorized vehicle, which includes any trailers that may be attached to that vehicle. In the majority of farmland zones in the province, you can't carry a firearm on any type of ATV during an open big game season. And if you're hunting on any Fish and Wildlife Development Fund lands, also known as wildlife lands, vehicles are not allowed on those lands except to retrieve legally harvested big game animals by the most direct route.
All right, Cody, so we got our license. We went out, we're following all the rules and regulations, and we have success. We got ourselves, we've harvested our animal. Now, what's the next step?
Well, first and foremost, if you shot an animal, you have to put in a reasonable effort into finding it. It's illegal to shoot an animal and just leave it to waste. So if it runs off on you, you have to track it down and retrieve it that way. But once you found your animal, the next thing you do is separate and cancel your harvest seals by notching out the date of harvest on your seals. Whether you dress your animal in the field or elsewhere is up to you, but as soon as you start transporting your animal, those seals have to be securely attached to the head, hide, and meat. And those seals have to stay attached until March 31st of the following year.
Okay, so there have been some recent changes to the trespass legislation and accessing private land for the purpose of hunting. Can you tell us about those changes?
Yeah, so as of January 1st of this year, 2022, it is now illegal to enter any land without the consent of the owner or occupant of that land. So you have to obtain consent for land access prior to entry. So this consent can be verbal or in writing, and it's the hunter's responsibility to prove that they have obtained permission. This requirement does not apply to vacant provincial land as defined in the Provincial Lands Act or other Crown land that's in the regulation. So such as your wildlife lands or provincial forest land is Crown land that anyone can hunt on without permission.
All right. So when it comes to hunting in Saskatchewan, is there any other information, Cody, that you'd like to pass on to our listeners regarding hunting activities?
Yeah, conservation officers encounter quite a few violations throughout the hunting season, primarily from people that choose not to be diligent in understanding the regulations. People just need to take the time and read the Hunters and Trappers Guide to have a pretty good understanding of what they need to do. It's the hunter's responsibility. If there's any clarification needed, please call your local conservation officer and ask. You know, we'd rather answer what someone thinks is a stupid question than find you violating the law in the field. SaskTIP encourages everyone to obey the rules and to be safe out there. The regulations mentioned today are just a few of the ones listed in the Hunter and Trapper Guide. And anyone observing any resource violations can immediately call the toll-free Turn-In Poachers and Polluters Hotline at 1-800-667-7561, 24 hours a day to report any violation. And SaskTel cell phone users can also call #5555 to access the tip line.
Cody Osborne from SaskTIP. Hey, thanks for taking the time, Cody, to share all this very important hunting information with us as hunting season gets set to begin here in the province.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hope everyone has a safe and successful hunting season.